Well, John, Saddlers fans have been treated to some fairly dramatic second halves, haven't they, the last three Saturdays? Have you recovered?
I have, yeah, I recovered. It's just nice to have emotion about the place, isn't it? It's such a really vibrant place at the moment, and that comes from the lads. It's the energy they apply. And I said to them, when you take into account that the week you've had, it took us 4 hours to get down to Millwall, 4 hours coming back, got back at 3 o'clock. We haven't had much chance to do anything else apart from wrap them in cotton wool, a few soapy massages off Rev yesterday, and then you hope, you know they're going to get leggy, but you hope you're just still in the game before you can change it a little bit. So it was always in the back of my mind. I thought we dominated the first half without getting any real chances, but their goal came against the run of play a little bit. We knew, again, it was the same feeling at half time like at Bury. I thought we knew if we just didn't go too gun-ho and we just gradually built the pressure, we'll get chances, and that came. And credit to the lads, and the harder you work, the luckier you get. So the penalty goes over the bar because of the shift we've put in over the last probably 6 weeks. So credit to the boys, and they deserve that.
You're a confident man. You have been since your tenure. There's a lot of confidence oozing out of the squad now since the turn of the year, isn't there? The epitome of that coming from behind 2 weeks running and holding on today.
Yeah, I think we looked at some of the stats last year. I think in the two or three, I think it was only when we'd gone behind we came back and won twice, so we've done that already this year. So there is a lot of resilience in the group, and I thought there were some colossal performances there today, and sometimes it was a little bit ugly, but I said to them before the game, there'll be times in this where you've just got to dig in. You dig in and you fight and you scrap, and then when you can play your football, and it's a good feeling. And I've said all along, this group have got some very special attributes, and we won't get carried away again. I know it puts us 4 points off the playoffs, and I think we've lost 1 in 9, and good return on 11 out of 15 points. So very good place to be at the moment, but it's always been a good place. I've enjoyed every day, and hopefully long may it continue.
If at first you don't succeed, Matt Preston hit the post in the first half, first goal since March for your young centre-half. He's enjoying a good run in the side now, isn't he?
He is, and I find as well he's... I wouldn't say it's always constructive criticism when we analyse, and we're very honest to the players when we do our analysis, and it's key for us because we worked a lot on set pieces. We spoke about the fact we don't really threaten enough and we don't really believe we're going to score, but I thought the last 4 or 5 games we've started to get better. Helped keeping the same personnel, but I thought the timing and the delivery now was key today, and it's great for me because now I can do even more sessions on the training pitch because we've scored one. So that means more sessions for the lads. Don't know that yet, but that's what's coming.
If the ball could fall to anyone when the goalkeeper makes a good save from Isaiah Osborne, you'd want it to be Osteuma, wouldn't you? Calm, composed, good finish.
I thought he played a lot higher today. We've been working on that this week, that he just needs to try and just occupy the centre-halves with Hammer a bit, and he did that today, and that's his reward for being in the box. Special mention to Neil Everidge, disappointed the mistake for their goal, but I think some of his saves second half shows what a great keeper the kid is. So special mention to Neil. He didn't let it affect him, and he was outstanding in the second half. But again, team performance, and I think we'll take the team as man of the match today, and the fans as well, because I thought the 12th man were outstanding today, and credit to them for staying with us over the last few months.
It's 5 games unbeaten, 5 unchanged lineups as well. You've mentioned it already, just 1 defeat in 9. If you could put your finger on one reason since that Rochdale defeat that it's gone so well recently, what would it be?
Well, you'd probably say the formation, wouldn't you? But I think it's the personnel. I think we've just found it's just gelled at the moment. I think we can match teams all over the pitch, and that's key for me. The goals are coming from everywhere as well, which is also very pleasing for me as the gaffer. But you can't put there's many variables. There's a lot of ingredients to this pie, and the pie's tasting quite good at the moment. So we'll keep adding a few more ingredients and make it taste better than ever for next week.